This is St. Louis Public Radio. When local event promoter Listen Live Entertainment announced the cancellation of Lou Fest, festival ticket holders, vendors, and musicians were left to sort through the fallout, as well as the estimated 30,000 disappointed fans who are now looking for new weekend plans. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has more on the canceled festival.
Classic rock legend Robert Plant, indie rockers Modest Mouse, and country star Casey Musgraves were among the biggest draws this year to Lou Fest, the Forest Park Music Festival that was set for its ninth outing this weekend. Festival planners announced its cancellation in a late-night tweet, citing financial problems and a rainy weekend forecast. The move leaves fans like Brianna Sutton high and dry. She's an Illinois college student who was planning a two-hour trip to Lou Fest with her dad.
I'm pretty bummed out. The main reason I was going to go was to see Robert Plant specifically, just because my dad and I have been like Led Zeppelin super fans and have accepted that they're most likely not going to have a reunion. So we were hoping to see him.
The festival cancellation puts local food and drink vendors who had stocked up for the two-day event in a tough spot. Some are left with perishable food they'll now try to sell before it spoils, or invested in special event merchandise for an event that's not happening. Lo Dugan works at Schlafly Beer, one of eight local breweries gearing up for the festival's beer garden. She said Schlafly hired artists to design commemorative cans for sale at the festival.
That was a project that we internally worked on, you know, for a lot of time leading up. We put a lot of investment in that. And, you know, it's sad that we won't be able to share that with attendees at the festival this weekend. But we are still offering any ticket holders of Lou Fest to come into one of our brew pubs this weekend and still get their hands on one of those cans if they show us their wristband or their ticket.
Listen Live Entertainment hasn't responded to requests for comment. There were early signs of trouble, with fans complaining that the festival schedule hadn't been announced until Saturday and that entrance wristbands hadn't been mailed out to ticket buyers yet, just days before the show. But the prospect of the festival going on as planned seemed to plummet late last week when key vendors started pulling out, complaining about trouble getting paid for their work. Chip Self owns Logic Systems, who would have provided most of the festival's sound and lighting. He said his experience with late payments from Lou Fest made him skittish about working the event again this year without payment up front.
You know, I went back and looked at the pattern over the last several years and kind of graphed it out. And, you know, the year before it was late, and last year it was the absolute last second. And that trajectory is pretty easy to map out.
One of the musicians whose piano would have been amplified by Self's company is Mo Edgiston. He plays the small jazz club at the Dark Room late night on Saturdays and was looking forward to taking the bigger stage at Lou Fest. He had just wrapped up a band rehearsal early Wednesday morning when he saw Listen Live had just tweeted about the festival's cancellation.
Definitely disappointing. Something that we were working towards and looking forward to, and a stage and size of an event that we hadn't done before, so that can't really replace that.
As news of the cancellation filtered out on Wednesday, local businesses, musicians, and music fans started making alternate plans. Some music venues are offering discounts for disappointed Lou Fest ticket holders, and Kranzberg Arts Foundation will host a free concert on Sunday featuring some of the local acts scheduled to play Lou Fest who had the plug pulled on their big break. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can find more of our coverage of the Lou Fest cancellation, including a list of other things to do this weekend, at stlpublicradio.org.
Some local firms scheduled to provide key services for next weekend's Lou Fest have pulled out of the event, citing persistently delayed payments from the promoter, Listen Live Entertainment. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
Among the vendors who say they've already pulled out of the event or are on the verge of doing so are the locally owned companies providing concert sound, lights, musical instruments, and trash removal. Chip Self owns the sound and lighting firm Logic Systems. He says he decided to pull out of Lou Fest on Friday after Listen Live failed to make an advance deposit for this year's concert.
We had to step back from the project because they didn't fulfill the contract. They didn't pay anything. $0.
Some vendors say they've been paid several months late for past festivals. Listen Live did not respond to requests for comment on Friday. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Well, no Lufest this weekend, a disappointment to thousands of fans. There had been hints that the popular Forest Park Musical Festival was in trouble. That was reported by our arts and culture reporter, Jeremy Goodwin. Media coverage was cited as one of the reasons for canceling the festival. Jeremy joins me in studio now to talk about his reporting and what's going on with the fest. There were lots of signs, Jeremy, that the fest was in trouble, weren't there?
Hi, Don. Yeah. We started to get word late last week that there were some things going on, that some vendors who were longtime participants were just not happy with where things were standing in terms of being paid for their work. And in talking to some of them, we hear again from certain vendors in this working this event that it's a longstanding problem they've had for some number of years.
And that was denied that there was really a problem, but very abruptly the situation changed.
Yeah, a few hours after our story broke on Friday, Lufest, who still has not responded to our requests via email and text message, mm-hmm. and I will echo that request right now because we want to have their voice in this story and we want to have their perspective
sure.
here. But a few hours after our story broke, they tweeted saying they are 100% going forward with the event mm-hmm. and that load-in isn't scheduled to happen until tomorrow, meaning Saturday, and we'll go forward from there.
Hmm. They brought up weather as being a factor, and I don't know about you, but sometimes long-range weather forecasts are not very accurate, as our day-to-day forecasts sometimes. How substantive is that concern?
Well, in the letter that went out overnight last night, which mentioned weather, they list what a good dozen or so factors that they're citing as reasons. It sounds like there's a lot of potential scapegoats being put forward in this letter, and part of that was the weather. But any festival, you know, if the festival was depending upon walk-up sales in order to complete the payment for the preparation of the production, clearly there's something going wrong there.
Well, what about refunds? A lot of people have already put down their cash. Are they going to get it back?
We hope so. In the letter from Lufest, they did say that they did not have the cash on hand to provide those refunds, but that their ticketing vendor, Frontgate Tickets, would be able to provide those refunds. Mm-hmm. So we are still working to confirm that with the actual ticketing vendor. So far, our only information about that comes from the Lufest statement.
Well,
that doesn't address folks who might have bought the ticket in the secondary market or even just from a friend. You know, sometimes with festivals, there's a group of people who buy a bunch of tickets. This is just for the point of sale with the actual ticketing vendor.
Yeah, but if they didn't have money to pay some of the people who were working for them and setting this thing up, you have to wonder if they're going to have money available for those refunds.
And as they say that they are in some debt at this point and do not have the money on hand to do that, and so they were thanking their ticket vendor, but it appears that the Listen Live Entertainment, the producer for this festival, has some things to work on.
Yeah, well, it would appear that way. We have a number of our listeners who have responded to what's going on. I'll read you a couple of these things, and you can comment on them as you choose. Maximilian writes, stunned, shocked, angry. I've got family flying in from out of town for Lou Fest. Here's a message from me to the organizers. Don't blame the weather, media coverage, or artists for the cancellation when it comes down to years of mismanagement. This is so sad for St. Louis. Is mismanagement a word that can be used here?
What I can say is that we have heard from people who have worked for the event in the past who have similar stories about being paid late, being promised payments that did not arrive, receiving payments at the last minute. We just added to our coverage on the web of our breaking news story here, input from Charles Brown, who runs the vendor who was contracted to do the waste removal. And he said that due to past late payments in the past for the 2017 festival, he required getting a deposit in advance and received that deposit the first day of the festival. And so when this year came around, he said, I'm not going to commit my people. And these vendors, I mean, this isn't an overnight thing. He and others like him need to schedule workers. They need to rent equipment. They need to handle all the logistics for this. And so I spoke with him yesterday, and as of Tuesday afternoon, he said, if they would pay my deposit, I'll do the job. And that's what I heard from a lot of people. No one here, everyone I spoke to wants this event to happen and they want it to succeed. But it can't be a volunteer effort on behalf of these professionals.
Yeah,
you can have volunteers work the lost and found table and help staff the medical area, but you can't hire people to build a stage and run the sound and run the lights and not pay them.
Yeah, it's early in the game here, but I think people are already wondering if this is a signal that next year there will be no Lou Fest. It's way too early to speculate on that, I suppose.
Yeah, throughout this, we've been careful. We didn't feel like it was our role to speculate about will the event be canceled. That's, you know, the first question people have when they saw the coverage Friday. But we felt it was our job to say, here are the facts. The people who were going to provide the sound, the lights, the onstage instruments, possibly the trash, they're all pulling out. What does that mean to a festival?
Yeah. And there is that ripple effect that you alluded to again from Facebook. We get this from Abby. The statement was abysmal from the content that blamed everything but themselves to the timing of it. I would have had a small amount of respect for them had they actually taken a tiny bit of accountability. They have hurt so many local businesses and the city's reputation in terms of booking for festivals. They should be ashamed. And then the Schlafly people at the brewery, right? We were extremely disappointed in the decision to cancel Lou Fest, not only for our investment in the local music festival, but all of our additional local restaurants, makers and artists and friends who lost a lot. Yeah, a lot of business is going to be lost as a result of this.
Yeah, there's the production event type vendors that we've been talking about, but there's also just the retail vendors who were planning to be in the nosh pit, as they call it, the food area, who have been stocking up on food. Someone like Schlafly Brewery, they said they had commissioned someone to create artwork for a special edition beer that would only be available at the festival. So they've put a certain amount of money on the table already to prep, and now we're wondering what to do with all those excess wares. So something we're following throughout these coming days, Don, is what sort of events might be popping up this weekend for vendors who stocked up on food or drink, or for bands who were planning to play and are routed through St. Louis and are looking for something to do. That's information we're compiling on our website right now.
Yeah, a lot of people will be looking for something to do. Any reaction yet from performers?
That's an angle I'm working on so far. We haven't heard anything directly from the artists. Mm-hmm. Robert Plant and Modest Mouse were the two headliners for the event. We're trying to reach them. We don't have comment from performers yet.
And someone raised the issue in one of the emails that we received here. What's this likely to do for future performances, for performers willing to come to St. Louis if something like this can be abruptly canceled?
Even among folks who are bitterly disappointed about their experience trying to work this event, that's something I hear from them. They say this is a specific organization, a specific event that has gone haywire. That doesn't mean that the city of St. Louis cannot sustain a festival of this magnitude. It doesn't mean that there isn't the desire for it, the demand. And we know the demand is there. This event sold out last year. They had 32,000 people per day up at the Muni Upper Lots in the surrounding area. So that the audience is there. The bands are there for a perfectly good lineup, as far as I'm concerned. But the organization has to be there as well.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of work to do in the next couple of days and perhaps the next couple of weeks, Jeremy.
We're working on it, Don.
We're working on it, sure. A lot of people are working on it right now. We'll have a list, I think, before the week is out of alternative things to do this weekend.
Especially on Twitter, yeah. St. Louis Public Radio, our account, is updates as they come in, whether it's special events or refund info as that comes in. We're going to continue to communicate everything we can.
We'll take care of our audience. Our audience.
We aim to.
Thanks. Arts and culture reporter Jeremy Goodwin. Thank you so much. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.